Hi, it's Kesey. Dr. Rob Pennington says you can find the upside of the downtimes when you turn your worries into positive action plans and turn your fears into opportunities for hope. His action steps include get the help you need, do something for someone else, persist, and rewrite your story with positive eyes. He did. Rob Pennington says the day he got shot was one of the best things that ever happened to him. Really, Rob? Really?
Well, it was certainly not at the time that it happened, of course. But it is kind of a miraculous story. I was walking home from the drugstore. Car came by kind of slow. Man got out. I thought he was just going to ask directions, but he grabbed me and told me to get in his car. And two other men jumped out of the car. And this is a stressful moment. I thought he was just going to rob me. Somehow I was able to step out of his reach and said, "What do you want?" And he just smiled and shot me.
What was that all about?
Well, the police thought it was a gang initiation or something, but the miracles are that the bullet hit me in the middle of the sternum and stuck in the bone, and it grabbed my shirt and spun the material of my shirt around the bullet and created wadding, and I didn't bleed at all, like not a drop, and it didn't knock me down. I think it kind of scared the guys. They turned and ran away, and I turned and went to the first house with the light on, knocked on the door. The guy who opened the door was wearing operating clothes. He was a heart surgeon. Can you believe it?
Hollywood couldn't write this, doctor.
That's true. And where it becomes one of the best things is I'm also a professional speaker, and a speaker needs a dramatic story. And so from my speaking career point of view, this is one of the best things that ever happened to me.
Wow. Did they ever catch the kids the people?
No, I don't know that I'd even recognize them. I mean, it all happened in just a few seconds. But it's just an example of even in most extreme things. You know, like in my book, I talk about getting fired, getting divorced, my wife's illness and her passing. All of these are graduate school lessons in life. And if you don't know how to deal with the elementary school ones, how to deal with traffic and the computer crashing and people being frustrating, it's going to be hard to deal with the graduate school lessons. And that's what I've learned in my life, and so I'm trying to share that with others by helping them go through the struggles that I went through. Hopefully it'll be an inspiration to them.
All right. Find the Upside of the Downtimes is the book by Dr. Rob Pennington. I promise you it will have you hanging on the end of your seat, and you will learn how to look at the upside of downtimes. But, doctor, have you ever met those people who are just never going to see the upside? It's almost as if they enjoy being in the bad mood every day.
Well, yes. I think everyone has a habit of projecting a negative into the unknown. I think we all are worriers by nature, but I think you can learn to recognize it and move through it faster. Now, some people on one extreme really have some chemical difficulties that may need medication to come up out of a depression. There are people who just see the cup as half empty instead of half full. But I think the challenge for all of us is to realize that when we're worrying, it's really because we don't see how we're going to handle the challenge in front of us.
And if those people could only look behind them and say, look at how all of these challenges worked out in the past.
You know, we forget that. We forget that we did have difficulties, but we went through them. And a lot of times things end up better than we had imagined possible. But when a new challenge comes, we forget that. So one of the things in my book is I actually have people go back and look at opportunities that they had to grow that they used in a good way so that they can remember it in the future.
Doctor, here's one thing I'm sure of. We forget everything. We do. We forget everything. Even those great big aha, light bulb moment, life lesson things. I think we even forget those. I don't know if it's a good part of our human nature, but I think it's human nature that we need people like you to remind us.
Well, we need friends to remind us. We need to keep a journal to remind us, because you're right. We end up having worries and fears and anxieties that are not even based on the reality of our own life. Talking to someone this morning who was worried about providing for his children and his family, but he's successfully doing it. He's worried about some fantasy time that has never happened and may never happen.
I just had a conversation with my girlfriend who's worried about her son going off to college next year and how will he, you know, do in the world. I said, well, you went to college and the world took care of you, so, you know, it's going to be all right.
But he won't have her.
Right, right. You used a phrase that I want you to repeat. We have a habit of projecting negativity into the unknown.
Right. You know, everyone's heard the phrase, the fear of the unknown. But hardly anyone's ever heard the phrase, the joy of the unknown.
True.
But if you think about it, every joy we've ever had in our life, before we had it, it was unknown.
Hooray for that. Absolutely.
There's joy out in the unknown, too. We
Absolutely.
Just haven't gotten to it yet.
That's right. We just haven't gotten to it yet. Now, you say positive thinking is only half of the truth. What's the other half?
You have to accept that we do have this habit of worry. You have to give attention to the challenge that you're in. It's not about denying that and just thinking some kind of Pollyannish way. It's a very practical, let's deal with the truth that we're facing, but let's not limit ourselves by our fearful fantasies of the future. Let's look at the reality that we have and build action steps, practical steps towards the goal that we want. If you think about it, every time you're worrying, you're like looking at a signpost pointing in a direction you don't want to go. But if you turn that signpost around, usually 180 degrees in the opposite direction is where you do want to go, and that's called a goal. And so you can use that habit of negativity to actually focus yourself on a goal that you don't know how you're going to achieve, but you could begin to take steps in the direction of it.
Right, and that feels good, just taking a step in the direction of where you want to go.
Yeah, and when you take that step, then you're in a new place, and you'll see new opportunities that you would not see if you had not taken that step. I mean, Edison failed to make a light bulb 1,600 times, but he had no doubt he was going to do it. He just didn't know how.
And he didn't have, like, you know, Twitter and his iPhone to distract him either.
Well, that's true. He was very focused. And it is a challenge to stay focused on our goals and to take action towards them every day. Because you're right, there's just more and more information coming to us, and all good things. And that can be distracting. And it is a skill we're all needing to develop, is how do we stay focused on a regular basis to take action in the direction of our goals.
It's a skill, and they should teach it in school, how to stay focused.
If school taught us that, we probably wouldn't have to learn anything else.
That's absolutely true, because we'd all be going in the direction we want to go. All right, find the upside of the down times, how to turn your worst experiences into your best opportunities. Give our listeners one thing they should know this morning that they could get going in the right direction.
Well, all they have to do is look for an opportunity to smile. And the problem is they think they need the opportunity. Actually, you don't. You can just smile for no reason. I think that's an important idea that everyone needs to practice on a regular basis. It'll make a difference in how you feel, but it'll make a difference in the people around you and how they feel. And if people want more ideas, I've got in every chapter a real story, a lesson I learned, and an activity for people to practice. And to try to make it easy, we're putting it out in paperback first. They can get it on Amazon and even cheaper in e-version on Kindle and iTunes.
Finding the Upside of the Down Times. That's the title from Dr. Rob Pennington. His website, robertpennington.com. If you'd like to win a copy of his book, email me where it says enter to win at kcontheradio.com.